2003, or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to today's The Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, you know, with everything happening in Canada, watching what's developed, still developing, one thing is that the globalists, the Pilgrim Society of the UK and America, is sending a message through the trucker strike in Canada to the American truckers. If you decide to do the same thing, American truckers, your bank accounts are going to be seized, your trucks are going to be taken, they're going to be sold, you're going to go to prison, your children are going to be taken away from you. And this campaign, this scenario that you're witnessing in Canada is a strategy. And I don't think American, for the most part, many of the American truckers, independents, are probably not going to go along with a protest, strikes. Also, you know, Justin Castro Trudeau, his real father is Fidel Castro. He is following his father's plans and the practices used in Cuba. But now he's using these methods in Canada. It's not just and people think that just like here in the United States, it's Joe Biden that is running the country. No, it isn't. In Canada, we're led to believe that it's Justin Castro Trudeau that's running the show. No, he's not. It's being run by a secret society, and the agencies that are being used by that secret society. Now, does Canada have a continuity of government like we have here in the United States of America? I'm sure they do. And to preserve, protect their country and their economy, they will use their plan of continuity of government, which would equate to bringing in UN forces. The UN would be glad to send in forces. But it wouldn't be because the UN would make the decision. It would be because the United States, the Pilgrim Society out of New York that uses the UN, and the Pilgrim Society out of London that uses the United Nations, they will give the orders. The orders are coming directly. I can't see the orders coming from any other group than Pilgrim Society. Not from the Vatican. Illuminati groups. It can't be coming from Skull and Bones. Bohemian Grove. It is coming directly from the Pilgrim Society, UK and America. That is my, what I feel, and the research that I have been going over for about a year, 2 years, everything leads back to the Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society was involved in taking over social media, which was created by Leader Technologies and a man called Michael McKibben. And Michael McKibben, his son, was going to school at Yale, I think, or no, Harvard, with Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. And this young boy was able to, because he and Michael McKibben's son were friends, Michael McKibben's son, excited about his father's technology to break social media open, had discussions with Zuckerberg. And who do you think Zuckerberg took the notes of the conversations to? His Rockefeller family connections. Could it be Hillary? Bill? The others, David, Nelson, they've gone into the great by and by forever. But still you have the foundation. And they were able to heist the greatest technology as far as communication in the history of mankind. And who is Zuckerberg tied to? And the Rockefellers. Pilgrim Society. So everything meshes. The multi-headed Hydra, the multi-armed Shiva, the core of the arms, the body that the arms are connected to, the body that the heads are connected to, Pilgrim Society. Pilgrims is orchestrating and directing what's happening in Canada. Psychological operation to bring fear upon the American people. And it's working. If you don't know Christ, it's going to be difficult to accept what's happening. Even if you do know Christ, it's going to be difficult. This is falling into the prophecies of the end of the world. If Christ doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, KHNC1360.com.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks.
We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
So, who is this Phantom of the Opera? Who is behind the curtains? Up, high, up above the stage, directing everything. And who is carrying out the plans for these people? How about the greatest intelligence agency, military, secret, black budget, hidden, agency in the world, and the name of it, the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America, working with MI 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 out of England. Who knows how many agencies working with, in America, NSA, National Security Agency, the greatest eavesdropping facility that I know of in America and in the world, with all of the intelligence agencies, military, domestic spying agencies, the Phantom of the Opera. Who is it that protects all the multinational corporations in the world that are working with the United States government? The United States government cannot be powerful unless she has and owns and controls the corporations of the world. Mining operations, the mining companies, not all of them, but for the most part, those in the Western world, not all in Russia. The Germans have their corporations. But in the coming New World Order, all these corporations, pretty much globally, are going to be under the direction or the leadership of the coming person that we, in the Christian community, they would call him Antichrist. The Jewish people would not know him as Antichrist because they don't believe in Christ. They don't believe that anything having to do with Christ, they don't understand it. But now, if you talk to them about the Assyrian or the king of Babylon in the ancient times, the kings of Assyria would come and invade Israel. The king of Babylon would come invade it, would come and invade Israel. Who is Israel afraid of today? Russia? England, nations of Europe, the Arab world, the Jewish people today in the nation of Israel, all of them, they're not so concerned about the Arab nations. There's only one threat to Israel and the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the world today. One threat. It is called America. The only threat to Israel. Not Russia, not England, not Germany, not the surrounding Arab nations, not Iran. Israel can take care of, she can handle herself. But America, different story. America's a different creature. No nation on the earth today really has the power that America has. And who is the one giving direction to this country? Pilgrim Society out of New York City. out of New York City, America is controlled. The president is controlled. Congress, Senate, House of Representatives, Democrat Party, Republican Party, Independent Party has no place in the political equation except for here and there, occasionally. Militarily, why isn't America building a vast army like they have in Russia with millions of soldiers? I'll give you the secret. Our technology, our weaponry. That can't be. Well, what do you think they just started using on the people protesting there at the Capitol in Canada? Microwave beams. Remember on the open forum when I first began, I did a program. The United States government took a group of, I think, about 20 Marines. These guys are in shape. They're tough. They're at the peak of their physical strength mentally. Took them to an island, took a microwave beam weapon, set them on the island, and they turned up the frequency to different frequencies. One frequency, they lost control of their bowels. The next frequency, they vomited. The third frequency, they fell on the ground and they were conscious of everything going on, but they had no motor control. They couldn't turn over. What did they just use in Canada on those that are protesting there? This is why the United States isn't so concerned about a massive military. Now, with this storm that is hitting this country, I've been trying to find out, looking for information as to what's going on with the truckers there in Canada. One thing that'll shut a lot of these trucks down is the cold. The cold. In the Bible, in the book of Psalms, King David stated something. Who can stand against the cold of the Lord? When God decides to use a weapon, he will use cold. He will use the weather. He'll bring in frigid air. That's a weapon of God. So what can America do with these technologies and open up a channel of Arctic air to slide right on down into northern Canada, right down into where those truckers are? Just like they can steer a hurricane out in the ocean. The hurricane begins in the warm waters off of Africa, begins to generate the moisture, and they steer that hurricane, and they can even take that hurricane like a bicycle tire on, you turn your bicycle upside down when you're a kid and you start to spin that front wheel. Using microwave, they can begin to end loading the skies up with chemtrails, with particles, particulate, aluminum, and who knows what else. They can begin to spin that moisture, that small cell, and they can spin it. And by halfway across the Atlantic, it's a Category 5-1 hurricane. And then they decide, do we want it to go into the Gulf, or should we take it up north around the Carolinas and up into northern, or up into the coastline up to Maine? So we don't need all these soldiers. We have technology. Is that true? Well, it appears as if in the Revelation chapter 13, Antichrist is going to use Klaus Schwab's technology, this German Nazi, his father, his family, going back who knows how many generations, don't know how much torture this boy went through, this man. What kind of torture did his father go through? It's the German way. Why would I say that? Because Adolf Hitler knew about it. Sent his SS into the countryside in Germany to find out how the grandpas were abused, molested, tortured when they were children. This pedophilia, it's just not a new thing on the scene. Pedophilia is ancient. Torturing your children is ancient. These ancient techniques. But in our world today, the militaries and the psychiatrists, the researchers in the militaries, they are able to take what is known about techniques of torture, and they build upon them to the point where they don't control a person. They don't control a family. They don't control a small community. They control a nation. Proof? Nazi Germany. Proof? Mao Zedong's China. Proof? Lenin and Stalin's Russia. Proof? A free nation, the United States of America. Proof is great deception. Great deception. Psychological programs. And where did they originate from? In the Garden of Eden. When Satan deceived Eve, and she ate fruit from the tree that she was forbidden to eat the fruit from. It began in the Garden of Eden. The deception on the nations has been a technique of the governments of the world and ruling powerful people of the world ever since. Pilgrim Society. They have whatever they need in their arsenal. The American truckers, are they going to do what they've done in Canada? I don't think so. And it's just been a matter of time. I remember reading DARPA technology eight years ago, and the weapons that they have. They can mount these microwave cannons on the back of a car or on the back of a truck, and they can send a frequency down, maybe a football length or two, and the people feel like their skin is burning, and they bail like roaches when the light goes on. They don't even need those things. You see those little things that they're putting up in the air right now called drones? Well, they have big drones. They can probably do something similar using laser. They have the laser that can blind you. One quick flash, your eyes will never see motion again. This is the world that Christ said that we would go into. As time goes forward, people who have never paid attention to the prophecies of the time that we're in at the end of the world, people that don't believe that the Bible is relevant, people who don't read the Bible, don't believe in the Bible, that don't believe in God, are starting to say, wait a minute. They know that this system that's coming where they can't buy and they can't sell, they don't believe in God, but they do believe that an Antichrist is going to rule the world. And if you don't worship him, you're going to die. And they're not even believers. They don't even believe in God. But things are changing now as everything is that has been done in secret, everything is being brought out into the open. What they have been trying to hide with what the Pilgrim Society is behind the research into these vaccinations. They have been part of this from 18. Cecil Rhodes in the 1800s was training to use vaccinations to kill populations. They've just perfected it for our day, and they're doing it. But people are deceived. They believe it's just a natural event in the course of time. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360.com, 1360 AM Radio.
Want to tune into a talk show program where the subject matter actually matters and something you want to discuss? Join me, JD, for Swamp Fight, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on AM 1360.
Frosty the Snowman.
NextGen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. NextGen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time, or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
We're going to keep looking deeper into the phantom in this opera. This phantom is performing, and it is a how do I want to present this to you? It is a collective of people that the Bible calls the children of the devil, internationally. And you know that they're the children of the devil because they will do unrighteousness. They will do things that are evil, that even your conscience, if you should do just a part of a tenth or a tenth of a percent of what they do, you would not be able to ever face yourself in the mirror again. But these people, the more evil they do, the more they love it. And they gravitate toward evil. I was going to say in Canada, years ago, I know many have thought, you know, if something ever happened in this country and we began to go, the government begins to become a dictatorship, well, we'll just flee to Canada or we'll flee to Mexico. Well, you don't want to go down to Mexico, I promise you. And now, you definitely don't want to go to Canada. So you're trapped in this country. You're trapped on the east and the west by ocean, north by a liberal, satanic prime minister. Is he a prime minister? I'm trying to remember what Justin Castro Trudeau is. The leader of Canada. He's not the leader. He was put there because of his lineage. Lineage with these people is everything. Occult power with these people is everything. It's my opinion. And my research actually proves it. Justin is nothing if he didn't have Castro blood. He would be absolutely zero, nothing. His supposed father, Pierre, and his mother had other children. And why aren't these children involved in politics? Why don't they have high status in the Canadian government that Justin has? Because they're not of the lineage of Fidel Castro. How is it that Zuckerberg was able to reach the place where he would own Facebook? Because he was given a something he had to carry out for his family, the lineage, Rockefeller lineage. All these people are connected in one way or the other to bloodlines. And the bloodlines, as they go back, are bloodlines of death. Anthony Fauci, his bloodline goes back to the 1600s and beyond that, but the documentation began in the 1600s. The Abbeys, or A-B-Y-S family, A-B-Y-S-S family. It's not Abbeys, it's Abyss from Tartarus. The depths. Hell has different depths to it. From the bottom, the furthest depth in hell, that's where this lineage must come from. Death has always been part of, according to what I've read, a part of the Fauci lineage. And with the Rockefeller lineage, just what is documented from the time of John D. Rockefeller and forward, death that has surrounded the Rockefeller children. Nelson, David. The Phantom of the Opera. And how is it they're protected? Secret oaths. They have sworn allegiance to not something, someone. So there's no sense in ever even thinking about migrating to Canada. That has now been taken off the table. And with this matter of the main agency used to overthrow governments, this is all documented. Don't go to Google to search this. Go to DuckDuckGo and search CIA. Who was it that helped the Nazis that should have been prosecuted for war crimes? Probably a thousandth of 1% were ever prosecuted for war crimes. The Nuremberg trials were a joke. They were just for show. You had the Operation Paperclip in America, bringing the scientists, the intellectual knowledge, those that were in programs in Germany, operating on people, the insemination programs, those that were in the psychological programs, building space technology, weaponry, all these people, they weren't going to kill them. No way. That has never been mankind's policy with the nations. You take the very best, you bring them in, you keep them incarcerated, but you use them to build whatever it is you need to build. America, with Tesla, do you think they were going to let Tesla stay in Europe? No way. Wernher von Braun, you think they were going to take this man and prosecute him? No. I forgot, I have my article on Heinrich Mueller. Boy, am I going for my notes today. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? With Joe in the morning and Jason and with Alex and these people, these talk show hosts that precede me, they pretty much cover everything, which actually is not bad, giving me time to bring in and introduce something that the left hand is doing that you're not seeing. They're presenting what the right hand is doing, and maybe I'm telling you what the left hand is doing. Let's talk about the left hand, Heinrich Mueller. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them all hookah, smoking caterpillar,
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I let you take the blue pill and stay in the world that you came out of? Maybe you can go back. Maybe you want to go back to that world. That's what the blue pill does. Well, the red pill says that Heinrich Mueller is the father of Robert Mueller, who was the head of the investigation into Donald Trump's supposed Russia collusion. That's the red pill. Now, the blue pill would be that Heinrich Mueller was just some high-ranking Nazi who might have lived to die at a ripe old age. And he was a noble person. He was conscious. He was a conscientious. He was a didn't do anything wrong in his life. Didn't cheat in while he was being educated. Never cheated on his tests. That's a blue pill. But the red pill is that, as I visit with you about Heinrich, he was a senior figure of the Nazi regime whose whereabouts after the war have never been confirmed to supposedly the present. This is what out of history.co.uk. He was the head of Hitler's feared state police known as the Gestapo for most of World War II. He was a key player in the organization and execution of the Holocaust. He also attended a 1942 1C conference. He saw the implementation, initially, of the Final Solution Plan. But he was last seen alive on the evening of the 1st of May, 1945, the day after Adolf Hitler supposedly and Eva Braun committed suicide. Eyewitnesses placed him at Hitler's Reich Chancellery building in Hansbach. Hitler's pilot quoted Mueller as saying, "We know the Russian methods exactly. I haven't the faintest intention of being taken prisoner by the Russians." Supposedly he wanted to commit suicide, but he disappears the day after Adolf. That is the red pill version. The blue pill version is he committed suicide. The blue pill version is that he didn't have any children. The red pill version, he had a young boy by the name of Robert. And the young boy Robert came over to the United States on agreements with Germany, England, America, the American OSS, that the children of these high-ranking Nazi officials would be taken care of and eventually brought to America and become American citizens. Which this little boy Robert came to America, New York City, became a citizen of the United States of America. And Heinrich went to work for the OSS, which would become the CIA, and spent the rest of his life in CIA operations for the American government. Could this be true, that Robert Mueller's real father was Heinrich Mueller? The red pill, the blue pill. The truth, the lie. You can stay in the land of the lie, or you can begin to look at the world and what has been hidden from the American people. Most American people are not interested in World War II, the history of World War II, what happened after World War II, who was involved in the crimes, who got away, who didn't get away. This is America. You don't have time to study, don't have time to research, don't have time to investigate. That was me. I could care less until, in the course of events, I ended up in Las Vegas, Nevada, on a Christian radio station, pay-as-you-go, every Sunday for 2 hours. And then I began to start looking into things which would, like, just like years ago when I was in elementary school, fourth grade, they'd bring a guy that worked for the National Atomic Agency, and on the, they would give us, show us videos of the nuclear bomb explosions, the research. And this guy, bald-headed guy with glasses, had this big, big area the size of a, oh, not quite the size of a half of a tennis court, smaller, with ping pong balls on mousetraps. How they did that, I don't know. But he said a nuclear reaction is just like, and he took a ping pong ball, threw it, it hit a ping pong ball, and boom, in a matter of just seconds, all these ping pong balls are flying everywhere. To show you chain reaction, nuclear reaction. Well, something happened in Nevada. I was interested in history already, but not like what happened then. Then I began to realize, wait a minute. As a history, I mean history, in freshman year, and more history in sophomore year, and in junior year, senior year, two history classes just to get points so I could graduate. Man, and I didn't learn a thing. But I did after I ended up in Las Vegas, and it's continued to this day. And now, looking at the truth about matters, once you see the truth, once you see, you know what the right hand is doing, but once you begin to see what the left hand is doing, now you're conscious of what both hands are doing, and both hands are working together for an end, for a purpose, for a result, meaning the takeover of the world. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, March 12th and 13th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearms giveaways, a 12-gauge tactical shotgun from G&B Survival on Saturday, and a fully customized AR-15 from Warriors Revolution on Sunday. Buy, sell, or trade guns and ammo and CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
We're going to finish out today's program. I want to thank everyone who has been supporting me to supporting my program to keep me here. Thank you, everyone. And also Anonymous Mike, thank him. I want to thank him again for what he's doing to support my program. Keeps me here. And just contact the station and tell them you'd like to send whatever to the station for this program. I appreciate it. I don't have the P.O. box in front of me, but Johnstown, Colorado, here at KHNC. Now, with the Nazis, this matter of the Third Reich, Nazism, it has never left. With the fall of Germany, you would have thought that Nazism would be over. Absolutely not. Who has fanned the flame? There were just a few embers left after Adolf Hitler, after World War II. And someone took embers, brought them over to the United States of America, and they've been fanning the flames of Nazism ever since. It's healthy here in the United States. It's healthy within the CIA in this country. It's healthy within the American government, with the powerful people of this country. The religion of Nazism is alive and well. It is a religion. It is one of the many cultures of death in our time. Just one. And they could not allow, they, meaning this government, Truman, the military, they could not allow all of, they tried to keep Russia from acquiring the paperwork that was in the caves in Germany that explained how Adolf Hitler deceived a society, a people, how he was able to pull off this program to kill so many people, of his own people also. America did not want that information to fall into the hands of the Russians, though the Russians did get their, what they did get some of it. But the American forces went into the caves, into the underground bunkers. Whatever was there, the trucks pulled up, all the paperwork, files, put in the back of trucks, and it was taken and brought to the United States of America, sitting in a warehouse somewhere, just like in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And all that information is being put into, if it's not finished already, has been put into computers so that this government has access to every bit of it. And now they are using all of that information to train Nazis, to move Nazi-trained soldiers into the Ukraine. They've been doing this since 1953. They are still doing it presently right now. The conflict you're seeing in eastern Ukraine is a American English Pilgrim operation using American-trained and British-trained Nazi soldiers to provoke Russia to war. We're going to have to continue tomorrow. Hopefully I can get to some of my notes. We'll see what happens. I'm glad that other people are covering what I wasn't able to cover. See you tomorrow. 1360KHNC.com for podcast, The Present Truth, AM Radio, the top.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.